Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Berhantu with me, Hafiz Rahman. Thank you so much for listening and making Berhantu your choice of podcast for anything horror. Salam Ramadan all, and in lieu of Ramadan, I would like to share a story from a friend. Okay, because now we all can go to JB, right? So I'm pretty sure many of you have been to JB. And this is a story about one of the hotels in JB. The hotel is is named after a state in the USA, all right? So apparently this hotel is it's infamous for weird things happening. When I was sharing about this hotel in my IG, a lot of people came forward sharing their version of what happened when they were there. Some said that they saw shadows. Some said that there was this one room that they were allocated to, and then at night they would hear things walking around, running around, moving around, you know. But this hotel is right in the middle of Johor Bahru, and it's one of the more affordable ones, you know, even though it's like a 4-star. I don't know if it's a 3-star or 4-star hotel. But yeah, it's named after one of the states in USA. Okay, so this story is, okay, this might be a short story or might be a short episode, but I'm trying to combine two stories. It's from the same person. So this gentleman came forward, a friend of mine, shared with me his story about having a staycation in this place and about the time when he was in one of the hospitals in Singapore and what happened to him then. Okay. So he said this happened during bulan Ramadan. All right, this was many years ago. They had some cultural exchange program. So he's a dancer. So he's in a dance troupe. So every Ramadan, they will have some exchange. All right, they will meet Yayasan Zapin or Yayasan Warisan daripada Johor, you know, and then they will invite Singapore dance troupes to come and do events. All right, and dance and all that. So one of the hotels that they will put them up is in this hotel. So each room has got two people, all right? They put two people. So it's my friend and another dancer. So they said that they were there for 3 days, 2 nights. The first night, nothing happened. The second night, and bear in mind, everything happened during Ramadan, something weird happened. So at night, after they have finished having their supper and doing their PR, whatever, it's time to sleep lah. But of course, these two young boys don't want to sleep lah, right? I think they were in their early 20s, late teens maybe. So of course, sleep always 3-4 a.m, right? So he said it was around maybe 2 o'clock in the morning. We keep on hearing budak-budak lari kat luar. So we're like, hey, how come got kids still running around, eh? So it got so bad and it got so loud and it got so frequent that my friend's friend, this other dancer, opened the door because he wanted to scold the kids, because he said these kids are making a ruckus at 2 a.m. like, where are the freaking parents? Like, why aren't the parents, like, you know, get letting them go sleep and letting them running wild at the corridor? Bila dia buka, tak ada orang lah, sia. So when he opened the door, there's no one, and then he looked at my friend and my friend said, close the door. So close the door. Then they all became very silent. Then like, okay, you know what? I think it's time for us to sleep. So they both slept. Or rather tried to sleep. Their bed is facing the door. Right? Now, the room was dark. Except for the light from the bathroom. The light on the corridor outside is always switched on, right? In hotels. So if someone is walking, you can see the footsteps, right? You can see the shadow of the legs. In the middle of the night, the friend, it's very unsettling because I love to go to hotels. And whenever I go to hotels, I would always pick hotels that's very noisy. Like, I'm the kind of person, like, the noisier, the better. Like, I feel safe. I feel safe if I hear traffic. I feel safe if you give me the unit right beside the lift. You know, like some people like, oh, I want it far from the lift. I don't want to hear the ting 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 ting. But for me, no. That is like a sign of safety for me. You know, I want it to be as noisy as possible so that I know that I'm safe. And any point of time, if anything happens, if I scream or shout, someone can hear me. You know, so like I will always go for this kind of loud and sort of quote unquote noisy hotels. But this is a very quiet hotel. So, kawan bangunkan my friend and cakap, eh, ada orang tengah diri kat luar. Then my friend is like, kau biar betul. You just sleep lah. Like, Don't think too much. It's like, no, there's someone standing outside of our door. So they just macam went up like 45 degrees and they look underneath the door. And he said, Hafiz, aku nampak a pair of legs standing there. They were so scared, they didn't go forward to check. Because what if they peep through the door hole and they see no one? That's just going to freak them out, right? He said, kita tak tidur satu malam eh. And that pair of legs didn't move for the longest time. And then we both decided that, you know what? F it. Let's just go back to sleep. So they both slept. The next day, during breakfast, during checkout, they told their Yayasan Warisan Johor punya friends. They said, hey, we just want to share with you, did this happen? And to their surprise, the people of Johor were like, oh, nampak eh. Oh, maknanya, okay lah, tak apalah, maknanya awak nampak, tapi selamat lah, tak ada apa-apa terjadi. So, like, they know that something is not right, you know? But I think because that place is, the hotel is cheap lah. That's why they put up like guests in the hotel. So he said like after that day, whenever I go to JB, whenever I see this hotel, this tall hotel, I would always like macam always send shiver down my spine because of the incident yang ada orang diri kat luar hotel orang, and there's no one knock the door, nothing, and the sound of kids running at the corridor. So if you have had any experiences in this hotel and you want to share with me, I'm pretty sure you know which hotel I'm talking about. I don't want to name it because I don't want to get sued by the hotel management, but it's named after one of the states in the US lah. So yeah, if you have any stories, please come forward and share with me. I would love to share the more hotel stories post Ramadan to the listeners of Berhantu. Now moving on. So he said that I can never forget this thing when I was in my teens. So my parents are divorced, right? And I got into an accident. So I was hospitalized for 5 days, 4 nights, all right? Because I had to go for operation. My parents were quite irresponsible at the point of time because they just got divorced. Neither of them wanted to accompany me at this hospital. I won't name the hospital, lah. I won't name the hospital. But he said that the hospital, I was in a C-class ward. So there's 6 beds. Right? There is 6 bed to 1 ward. I was right in the middle. Beside me was an old lady. To my side is another young man. In front of me was a pakcik and a couple of Chinese a woman and a Chinese man. I don't know who they are. I was very young. I was probably in my teens. He said maybe 13, 14. But I can never forget because this thing tried to talk to me. Or like tried to like macam kacau him. So dia patah kaki. Visiting hours pukul 8, 9 dah habis, right? Mak bapak dia dah cerai tapi gaduh, don't want to accompany the son. So neither of them accompany the son. So they both went back home, you know. So I said at 14 years old, imagine Hafiz, I was alone. I just got out of my operation. And I had to spend my time alone. So I would just like watch TV and all that, you know, just watch TV, maybe just read a book, whatever. First night, nothing happened. Second night, he heard it. So at night, he closed the curtain lah, around the bed, right? For privacy, right? That's what they do every night, right? You can close the curtain. Dia dengar nenek kat tepi ni menangis. And nangis, macam kesian, macam nangis like, like that. So he said she cried throughout the night, Hafiz. When I woke up the next day, she wasn't there. So I asked the nurse, where did this makcik go? She said, oh, nenek tu dah balik. So okay, tak apa. So you thought it's over, right? Third night, when the curtains are closed, he heard it again. The same nenek voice crying. So he pressed and called the nurse. He said, I remember vividly. I pressed and the nurse came. Cakap, yes, can I help you? Cakap, I hear the nenek crying. And then the nurse muka berubah tau. He said, I can still see the nurse suddenly their face change. And it's like, stop playing, stop kidding around. That's what the nurse said. Stop kidding around. Stop pressing the call button unnecessarily. So the nurse thought this guy, like my friend, is playing a trick on them lah. Because he's young, right? 14 years old, nothing to do at night. But not knowing that my friend really hear the voice of this nenek crying. So remember, 5 hari, 4 malam. The fourth night is like gila babi. Exactly at around 1 o'clock, he heard the nenek crying again. And after that, it stopped. And then guess what? Ayo. So, okay. The curtain is thin, right? He said, walaupun itu malam, tapi dia punya moon, the light from the moon came into the ward. Okay? And it was very bright. Beside me, it's empty, eh? It's been empty for the past 3 days. And every night, I hear the nenek crying. The fourth night, this is what I saw, Hafiz. I saw a face. Macam bentuk muka, astaghfirullahaladzim. Bentuk kepala ke depan. And the curtain take the shape of the head, moving forward and forward. So he said, I scream, and then after that, I pressed the call button, and then the nurse came, and the nurse said, what happened? So I said, at that point of time, I didn't know what I was doing. Aku just crying, sampai aku demam. I don't know why aku demam. And he said, I can never forget the incident in this hospital where I don't know what happened. He said, that was just the time yang aku nampak benda tu. I mean, tak nampak lah, tapi nampak bentuk. Like, a head coming. So I said, you never managed to talk to the nenek. I said, no, because I'm a young boy. Like, there's nothing to talk to the nenek. The nenek was just like sleeping throughout on the first night, on the first day that I was there. And then tutup, the next day, aku tengok, bila aku buka, nenek tu dah tak ada. Dia cakap nenek tu dah balik. And then he's like, until now, I do not know whether nenek tu dah balik ke nenek tu dah meninggal. I do not know. The nurse just said the nenek is not there anymore. The nenek is not there. But, yeah, I heard the crying of the nenek. And she said, I can never forget the crying. Because crying ni macam nangis sedih. Macam sedih. Macam orang tak datang. Macam orang tak datang beraya. You know, and then nenek tu nangis. So he said that I can never forget in this hospital. And that was the incident that he shared with me lah, you know. And I want to share with you guys. So yeah, so that's why I said this is a short episode, because it's only 12 minutes. But I hope you guys are entertained. And I hope you guys stay for more stories from Berhantu with me, Hafiz Rahman. Good night, everyone.